RSM Central's Form Express.
Of course, no Victorian racing in the Thoroughbred world today, so we'll have a look at Bathurst in New South Wales, and Harry White is our form expert for that meeting today, and he joins us. Good morning to you, Harry.
Morning, Gareth.
Now, we start off our $1,000 challenge today with a $50 play. If you've got some confidence in your own ability to back a winner, let us know when we might just back you in today.
Oh, look, I've got a couple of things I'm keen on here. $50 play, though, that's a bit of pressure on a Monday for me, Gareth.
Well, we need to kick it off with a winner. So we had the Harness Boys let us down last week. So if you want to take responsibility and believe in your own ability, then let us know. That'll be appreciated. And I'll back you in, Harry. Don't worry about that.
All right, well, let's go then. We'll jump in. Race two, number two, Henschel, who ran a narrow fourth when going around first up at Scone as favourite after trialling nicely. Was his first run in 9 to 10 months, so he'll strip fitter here. Will appreciate the extra trip. Comes into barrier seven as well, post-scratching, and mapped to get the run of the race to park behind the leaders. That's race two, number two, Henschel. That could be your $50 play if you like, Gareth.
Okay, so we can get $3.80, Alan Denham and Gregory Ryan.
Yep, that's right. We'll do that. And then I'll give you my next best as well. Race 7, number 2, Lucky Last, Our Blue Moon. Only found one better at track and trip last start. That horse was chasing 2 on the trot. She filled the miners over the trip prior as well and maps for the run of the race, likely sitting out, one back. And nice enough price around that $4.20 mark to close off the day at Bathurst. Race 7, number 2,
okay. Blue Moon. Our Blue Moon, race 7, number 2. What about a Quaddy, please?
Quaddy, I'm going fairly wide. I think there might be a few upsets. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 2, 6, 7. Third leg, 2, 5, 6, and 8. And last leg, 2, 5, 3, and 1.
All right, Harry. Best of luck there today. No pressure.
Thanks, Gareth. Hopefully it gets up for you.
There's Harry White looking at Bathurst. Matty Smith, he's got some chances there at Bathurst today, and he joins us. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. You've got a runner in race two sailing along at $17. Are you confident this horse can figure out a price?
No, I'm not sure about that one today. She's kicking off her preparation and looks a bit disappointing last prep, so she needs to list her game today. But her work's been good, so we'd like to just have a look at her today, I think.
Okay, and then Bobby Dazzle's out of price as well because Saturn was one of your main chances, but you scratched that galloper. So Bobby Dazzle, what are you thinking there?
Yeah, he's a good each-way chance, definitely. Yeah, look, his runs, last two runs don't look great, but there were reasons. So he was tightened up here at Warwick Farm last start badly and spat out the back when he was in a good position. So back in grade today, back in distance to the 1,100, I think, suitable. So if they go quick enough, he's a chance.
So maybe each way Bobby Dazzler. I need to ask you about Fierce Impact. No doubt in my mind that he deserves and will probably get a wild card for the All-Star Mile. Are you still heading towards that way with him?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's racing Saturday, tipping on. Yeah. And all going well. You know, we hope to get back to Melbourne then.
Just broke up a little there, mate. You there?
Yeah, he's racing Saturday here in Sydney. And then, you know, all going well, we'll be back to Melbourne then after that.
Okay, so it looks like it's a positive for Fierce Impact there. We'll let you go, but the best of luck there at Bathurst today. And good luck in the Chipping Norton with Fierce Impact. And we really can't wait to see him back at Caulfield.
Thanks, Gareth. Thank you.
There's Matty Smith there. Apologise for that line. He was just breaking up a little bit. But what I did get out of him is that Fierce Impact's all right and he's ready to go on Saturday in the Chipping Norton. And then if he does get that wild card, he will be back here in Melbourne, of course, for the All-Star Mile. Now, they're racing in Queanbeyan and at New South Wales as well today. And Ian Humphreys joins us to have a look at that meeting. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets?
Race 5, Gareth. Number 1, Deterge. Hasn't had much luck his past two runs and has been close up in much better maidens at Canterbury in the city. Back to this easy grade today from the better barrier. I think he should probably be breaking through. So race 5, number 1, Deterge. And the other special is a little bit shorter, but in race 3, number 10, Sacramento and the Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott Stable. Should be too good for these. Three runs back, he placed at Flemington and has tried very well for his return. He's a bit short, but maybe he can go all up. So race 3, number 10, Sacramento, and race 5, number 1, Deterge.
Okay, have you got a quaddy for us?
quite emotive. First leg will take 1, 2, 3, 4, 11. The second leg, just 1 and 9. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 6 and 10. And come home with 1, 2, 10 in the last.
All right, good tipping there, Ian. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphries looking at Queen Bee. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Central. On the other side of it, we'll catch up with Robbie Orbit to look at the local harness racing meeting, and then we'll talk to Georgie Ferrugia, who's not far away, to have a look at Ballarat and Shepparton. So a quick break, and then we'll wrap up the Form Express here on RSN Central.
RSN Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central on this Monday morning. We are live from the Sink Bar here at Federation Square. And Robbie Orb has done the form for us at Cranbourne as we kick on now with the Form Express. Good morning to you, Rob.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Gareth. You're in a great location here, the Sink Bar. Great spot.
Yeah, it is a terrific spot right on the banks of the Yarra. So we'll enjoy our lunch today and look forward to this box draw for the Australian Cup. But can you help us back a winner at Cranbourne?
Yes, look, Blake Redden's done all the good form for Harness Racing Victoria today, but he's very keen on race 5, number 7, Cousin Lindell. This three-year-old filly in the Glen Hunter stable has been racing very well. She was finished third at Ballarat last start behind So What, but was a winner before that at Kilmore. And she looks well-placed here today despite drawing barrier 7. And Blake does like her very much. So race 5, number 7, Cousin Lindell as the best. His two values for today, Gareth, is race 1, number 4. And that horse is Our Triple Asset, one from young Matthew Walsh taking the drive. Was a runner-up at Yarra Valley last start, finishing second to Greeno, which is good form for today. Is one of his value bets, race 1, number 4. And the other one he likes, race 3, number 1, Hurricane Head. Horse for the Derby McGuigan stable, who's in very good form, finished third at Swan Hill behind the Mosca and looks well placed in the barrier draw today. So they're the best for the day. Race 5, number 7, and then we go to race 1, number 4, and race 3, number 1 for today.
Robbie, you just broke up there, mate, halfway through your spiel. So just quickly recap your best for us.
Okay, race 5, number 7, Cousin Lindell. Then we go to race 1, number 4, Our Triple Asset, and race 3, number 1, Hurricane Ed.
Hey, you're a star, Robbie. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Gareth. Good on you, Gareth.
There's Rob Orber, and we'll put Rob's tips up onto our website at rsn.net.au. George Ferrugia, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. We'll catch up with you throughout the day here at the Sink Bar ahead of the box draw. So can you help us find a winner today, first of all?
Yeah, we've got Ballarat and Shep, mate.
Yeah, where do we start? We might go to Ballarat.
We'll go to Ballarat first. We'll go through the quaddy numbers first, written them down. 1 and 9 into 2, 3, 7 and 8, into 1, 3 and 6, into 1, 3 and 8. I like one later in the program, race 10, number 8, Poor Old Frank. He ran 23.20 at Horsham. That was back in October. He hasn't won since, but this is a fair drop in class, and I think he'll be too good. Shepparton tonight, quaddy numbers 1, 3, 5 and 7. Into 4, 6 and 8, into 3, 5 and 8, into 1, 6 and 7. The best comes in race 2, number 6, Not Delivered. He's got good form over the 390 and the 450 here at Shepparton. Despite the box draw, I think he'll be winning.
Okay. You confident today?
Yeah, it should be good. I'm really looking forward to today as well with the box draw.
It's all over, isn't it?
He's $1.60.
Is he? That Whiskey Ride, I speak of.
We discussed this on Saturday morning. He was still $9.
Unbelievable. So yep. If you were listening on Saturday morning, surely you know, he has to win. And sometimes the over gods don't look after us.
Yeah.
But boy, it'll be hard to beat come Saturday night with the way that he went there at the Meadows in 29.4 to win his heat.
Starting to redline now, and we'll hopefully have a chat to Anthony about that month spell that he gave him. I think it's worked wonders for the dog.
So we'll catch up with you around 12 o'clock. You'll join us along with Molly Haynes, and we won't miss a thing here on RSN Central. We'll catch up with all of the major players
Beautiful.
Before the big clash. So thanks for that, George.